All right, I'm meteorologist Alan Archer with a look now at your Monday afternoon hurricane weather watch, marine weather forecast. Currently, we've got a big plume of tropical moisture over the Leeward and Windward Islands now. No tropical wave activity officially noted. Nothing tropically organizing with this, but there are scattered rain showers showing up on radar, especially centered around Barbados. Widely scattered elsewhere from around Antigua down to St. Lucia, and then in the waters south of St. Vincent the Grenadines, around Grenada, and then extending on over towards Trinidad and Tobago. The movement of the showers is towards the west, about 10 to 15 miles an hour. This little disturbance, by the way, is forecast over the next 48 hours to at times pulse, meaning the activity will increase and decrease and increase and decrease. I think towards the end of the week, into the weekend, though, the rain chances will come down. And now, in contrast with that, we have 80 mile an hour Category 1 Hurricane Ian over the Northwest Caribbean west of the Cayman Islands, forecast to become a 130 mile an hour Category 3 major hurricane in the southeast Gulf of Mexico by Tuesday night, early Wednesday. And then while moving northward through the eastern Gulf, we can somewhat passing just west of Tampa Bay, Florida, on up into the northeast Gulf of Mexico, into northwest Florida by Friday. It will be providing for excessive rainfalls in parts of Florida, in addition to some hurricane-force wind gusts dotting parts of the west-central northwest Florida coast, perhaps, during the middle of this week. And in addition to that, pounding surf, so there'll be some considerable coastal and inland flooding from rains and very strong storm surge in along parts of the Florida west coast during the next 2 to 3 days. No new significant tropical disturbance noted over the Atlantic Basin for the next 10 days. However, a weak low pressure area halfway between us and the west coast of Africa, now near 39 west, is forecast to dissipate by Thursday or Friday in the central Atlantic shipping lanes. Here's our forecast. Partly cloudy at times through tomorrow, along with widely scattered showers. It's about a 20% chance today, 20% for tomorrow, Wednesday, 15%, and for Thursday through Friday, about a 20% chance with highs daily. 88 Fahrenheit, 31 Celsius, lows nightly will be at 81 Fahrenheit, 27 Celsius. While our marine forecast winds are east 10 to 15 knots, for this afternoon, seas 2 meters northwest to north swells. Tonight, east 15 knots, 2 meters northwest to north swells. Tuesday and Wednesday, east 10 to 15 knots, 2 meters Tuesday, 1.5 to 2 meters Tuesday night and Wednesday. Now let's check tides in the harbor here in Bridgetown. This afternoon, we have a high 354, low tonight 10.06, then a high tide for tomorrow morning at 4.18, a low tomorrow morning at 10.18 a.m. At the current time, our skies here at Grantley Adams are lightly showery, relative humidity 92%. The winds are east-southeast, 12 miles an hour. It's 80 Fahrenheit, 27 Celsius. While at Rockley, light showers, humidity 83%. The wind southeast, 13 miles an hour. It's 83 Fahrenheit, 28 Celsius. And at Friendship Plantation, skies are lightly showery. Humidity is 82%. The winds are southeast, 14 miles an hour. It's 84 Fahrenheit, 29 Celsius. I'm meteorologist Alan Archer. Some scattered showers around us now, but otherwise widely scattered much of the week here on the Starcom Network.